PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in.
Hi there. Every morning, one of the first things I do is buy a newspaper. I read it to find out what's happening in town and around the world. Newsstands like this one are filled with all kinds of newspapers. They also have magazines and lots of other things to read. Right now, people all over town are picking up their favorite paper to find out what's new.
Paper, get your paper right here.
This newspaper is my favorite, but there are lots of other interesting ones to choose from. Take this one. It looks a lot like my newspaper, but take a closer look. The headlines, the stories, even the ads are written in Spanish. Here's a newspaper that's written in Japanese. It's called Nihon Keizai Shimbun. In Japanese, all the words and sentences are written up and down. So the news is read in this direction. Here's a paper called The Forward that's written in Yiddish, a language that uses Hebrew letters. Unlike English, Yiddish is read from right to left. So you might say that The Forward is actually read backwards. Now, one of the most unique papers of all is put together by an unusual group of news hounds and cub reporters. The scoop on their paper is told in this book, The Furry News.
The Furry News.
How to make a newspaper.
By Laureen Leedy.
Read by the cast of Forbidden Broadway.
And Lee Murphy. One morning, as the animals were eating breakfast, Big Bear rattled his newspaper impatiently.
Look at this city paper. None of the stories are about our neighborhood. We need to start a newspaper of our own.
But we don't know how, Big Bear.
I'll be the publisher and get everything organized.
Big Bear gave every animal a job. He asked Rabbit to be the news editor.
Our readers want to know what did happen, what is happening, and what will happen. Let's get started.
The editor had to decide which stories to put in the newspaper.
Let's see. Elections are coming up. Pollution report. New business in town. A flood. Scientific discovery. Here's a tip about a burglary.
Rabbit handed out assignments to the reporters.
When you write your story, remember that the most important facts are who, what, where, when, why, and how.
The reporters hurried to make phone calls, ask questions, and take photographs.
Jeez!
Where's the fire?
Who do you think stole your nuts?
How do you feel about the flood?
I love it.
I hate it!
What will you do if you're elected mayor again?
I'll keep everything just the way it is, because it's great.
What will you do if you are elected mayor?
Well, I'll change everything, because it's terrible.
You invented what?
A deodorizer for skunks.
Each reporter gathered all the facts, checked to make sure they were true, then started writing. Rabbit read each news article and suggested changes.
This is good, but can you make the lead more interesting? This has to be longer. Please, hurry, everybody. We have a deadline.
Next, Rabbit wrote an exciting headline for each story.
Skunk deodorizer. How ridiculous.
She also wrote an editorial, her opinion about a news story.
This really stinks. The birds at Swampy Research Lab recently spent thousands of dollars on experiments.
Big Bear asked Fox to be the features editor.
Features are anything in the paper other than news or advertising.
The reporters got their assignments from Fox. They wrote feature articles about movies, television, and books, theater, music, and art, festivals, food, and fashion, parties, personalities, sports, and whatever else. The animals created games and comics for readers to enjoy. They sold space in the newspaper for advertisements.
The money from these ads will help pay for the cost of making the newspaper.
We'll also make money later when we sell the papers.
The words were set in columns of type, and paste-up began. The news articles, features, and ads fit together like a puzzle.
Put the most important news on the front page.
This one is too long.
But then cut off the last paragraph.
The newspaper was almost ready to be printed. The animals checked again for mistakes. They hurried to finish on time.
Awk!
Hurry! Hurry! Hurry!
Almost done.
The printer made many copies of the newspaper. They were delivered right away, so everyone could read the furry news.
I love reading the news about our neighborhood.
I'm glad that Big Bear started the furry news.
Newspapers include more than just news. In this paper, I can find out lots of things. Yesterday's sports scores, today's TV listings, tomorrow's weather. When you read a book, you begin at the first page and go to the last. But newspapers are different. People usually jump right in and start with their favorite section. How about you? When you pick up a paper, what's the first thing you read?
I turn to the news section because I like to find out what's happening in my neighborhood.
Science, because I like to hear about spaceships going up into space and what they're going to do there.
I like the Dear Abby section because she helps people solve their problems.
Sports. The ads.
The weather section.
I like the part where there's about the president because I want to get to know him and maybe be a pen pal to him.
Me gusta las noticias porque eso te dice qué está pasando en el mundo.
I usually ask my dad to go to crossword puzzles.
The comics.
The comics.
The comics.
The comics.
The funnies.
When I read the newspaper, I always start with the headlines, and then I go straight to the comics. One of my favorites is Curtis. No matter how I'm feeling, he always makes me smile.
This is Curtis Wilkins. Curtis is an 11-year-old African-American youngster growing up in the inner city. Nice kid, spunky, mischievous. Curtis is me when I was 11 years old. My name is Ray Billingsley, and I'm the creator of a comic strip called Curtis. Curtis was born on June 26, 1986, at 3:30 in the morning. I was having sort of a fretful sleep, and this little character kept jumping in my mind. Without turning on the light, I drew this character down in the dark. When I awoke the next morning, there was Curtis. His hat, his attitude, everything. Curtis had been born. The playground is a great place to find stories. It's so full of kids, and my strip is about kids. I can go down there, watch the kids play, and listen to what they talk about. This way I know what's still current. I like to watch people. I like to see how they move, see how they react. All these things are helpful in doing my own comic strip. When I first start drawing the strip, I like to use a pencil. I pencil first so that all mistakes, all placement and everything can be done in such a way that I could change it easily. I thought it was important that Curtis's appearance, his features, really represent the average Black American. He's got the broad nose, he's got big hands, big feet, he's got broad lips, all of which he's very proud to have. Curtis is my best friend. He's always around. He always does what I tell him to. And we get along better than brothers. After I pencil in the characters and situations they're involved in, I like to go directly to inking. The inking solidifies the characters. I like to use a calligraphy pen because it gives my line freedom. I can go from thick to thin. It gives texture. It gives the character roundness. It's great with expressions. If you notice, my hand keeps going back to the ink bottle. This type of pen, I must repeatedly dip into the ink bottle because the ink runs dry. It's fun to use. Look how smooth that comes out. That's cool. This is my favorite part. Coloring. Giving dimension to your otherwise flat characters. Seeing Curtis printed in my local newspaper.
All right. Same here, all right?
There's no greater job in this world than being a cartoonist and getting a chance to have people share your dreams with you.
The news is changing all the time, so if you want to keep up with the news, you have to move fast. While we're reading this edition, people are working on stories that will appear in other papers. Like this one called Bear Facts, the school newspaper at Bergen Field High School. And who's in charge of getting it all together?
I'm Janine Leah, and I'm editor-in-chief on Bear Facts.
My job is to assign the stories and oversee everything that goes into the paper.
Editorial meetings are so busy because that's where the story begins.
We have a deadline to meet, and it's rapidly approaching. Can we have an update on the different departments? Like, Tara, how's features coming?
I think we have enough. Maybe we'll need like one or two more. And also, well, I think they're still working on the Elvis story. Like, I was looking through that, what we have so far. We need more.
We decided to interview people about Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll.
We need more people to say whether they like Elvis or not.
It's really hard to find people that you can actually get quotes from them. They're not going to admit that they like him. And also, I don't know either.
Yeah, you could even interview teachers, right? You don't have to just do students.
Okay, Anthony, I'll need you to draw a picture for that.
Okay.
It'll go on Skybox. You know, Elvis sighting or something.
Do you want like the collar and the sideburn?
No. I think Elvis. Yeah.
Come on and do the jail hard rock with me, let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block. Put down to the jail hard rock.
I love Elvis.
I like his lips. He's old. I don't like his music.
Okay, Mrs. Hubbard, what do you think about Elvis?
I love him.
Do you guys think he's still alive?
No.
Anyway, you believe that Elvis is still alive?
Yes. Do you think Elvis is still alive?
No.
Tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong and will never part.
What does he symbolize to you? The king.
The king. Okay, we need some more story ideas. We need, like, I think, two more stories.
I have a really good idea about Miss Kelly and how, like, she brings all these live animals into her class. And, like, there's a rooster in there now and stuff.
I know, I sit in math and the rooster's crawling.
She has some really strange animals in there.
I was taking a math test in the middle of it. I hear, like, some, like, cockadoodle.
Is this your idea? You want to cover that?
I guess so, Janine. If you want me to do it, I will.
Right.
Do you find, like, some of them leery about touching?
Oh, yeah, like, look at you. Do you find them leery? Yeah. As a matter of fact, some students are really afraid.
This is a rat or a mouse?
This is a rat. This is a female white lab rat.
We're really hoping for Marissa to get involved in the story, to even touch the animals, not just talk about them, but understand them.
When they're real wiry and they're trying to run away from you, you can take a pointy object, and if you run it past his eyes and go back and forth past his eyes, it gets the chicken really calm, and he kind of gets mesmerized looking at your finger, and you'll see that he gets really relaxed. He doesn't even want to cluck. Marissa, why don't you try it? This is a wild bird. Okay, and that's how you could hypnotize a chicken. The light frightened him there. That's okay, do it.
Looks like Marissa finally got close to her subject.
Now he's seeing stars, too.
That kind of reporting is what makes a story really good. But hands-on experience, does she use them in class discussions? I mean, you said you observed. Did she?
Yeah, she takes the animals out of the cage, and they were comparing the rooster to the turtle. I learned a lot from it, and the students seemed to really understand what she was saying.
Layout is the design of the newspaper. It's where the pictures go. It's where the story is going to go, how the page is going to look.
If
From the computer, we go to the paste-up. And a paste-up is the paper representation of the layout, and that is what goes down to the print shop. Sorry to spoil the fun, but we do have a lot of work, so great issue. Really great. I'm really proud of our hardworking Fairfax staff because teamwork is the key element in producing a good newspaper. Just the whole environment makes it really fun to be here.
Before I finish the newspaper, I like to take a crack at the crossword puzzle. Some of these clues can be pretty tricky.
Ugh.
Like this one, 27 across. Fact or fiction, it's filled with fun. Well, let's see, it's four letters, and the first letter is B. Oh, book. It fits. And here are three books that may be a perfect fit for you, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Hey, have I got news for you? I'm Justin, and here's a book that may give you a few neat ideas about your future. It's called What's It Like to Be a Newspaper Reporter? If you're looking for a career, this book will give you one great idea. How about being a reporter, or a city editor, or a news photographer? You could have a nickname like Flash. Personally, I'd be a reporter, because I like to write. And the reporter gets to see the action. Scotty is reporter. He goes to a big city fire. In the same day, Scotty covers a story about skunks. I guess being a reporter is never boring. You can be a reporter too. All you have to do is ask the right questions. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. And of course, read this book.
You know, there's a lot more you can do with a newspaper than just read it. And there are some fun ideas in this book called Great Newspaper Crafts. This book is filled with lots of different ways that you can make things with newspapers. Imagine making costumes. I can't believe they're made from newspaper. You can make fish, candlesticks, maracas, and even a ring toss game. These are great, aren't they? I'm Sarah Robinson, and the next time you put down your newspaper, pick it back up and see what you can make. Try it, it might be fun.
What are black and white and red all over? Newspapers, and here's a book about them. Guess what? It's called Newspapers. Before there were newspapers, people used to sing the news. That's pretty crazy, huh? But then, the printing press was invented. Look at this, the Boston Newsletter, one of the first newspapers printed in America. It was a single sheet of paper. Today, newspapers come in all shapes and sizes. Over 60 million copies of newspapers are printed every day, and people read them everywhere. There are a lot of neat facts about newspapers in this book. So if you like reading, try Newspapers. I'm Shakia Lester. See you later.
Paper, paper, get your paper right here.
A A newspaper tells me what I need to know. But by the end of the day, this news is old news. The good news is that tomorrow's paper is already in the works. So in the morning, when I need to know what's going on, a new newspaper is waiting to tell me. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Furry News, How to Make a Newspaper, written and illustrated by Loreen Leedy, published by Holiday House. What It's Like to Be a Newspaper Reporter by Janet Craig, illustrated by Richard Max Colding, published by Troll Associates. Great Newspaper Crafts by F. Virginia Walter, illustrated by Teddy Cameron Long, published by Sterling Publishing. Newspapers by David Peterson, published by Children's Press.